You know what a stingray is?
Yeah.
Well, when it goes seining or fishing, every once in a while they catch a lot of them stingrays. And they pick a beauty, one nice one with a tail about 3 feet long, and they cut that tail. They bring it home and put that on top of the shed to dry. Cut it. Of course, it's only got one stinger on it. Just cut that off. And put that on top of the shed to dry. And that lasted for years and years. That's what you get it with when you got out of line. And let me tell you, when you got a lick with that, you know the blood would come right to the skin. In other words, one lick was enough to tell you that you're not going to do that particular thing that you did again. Because that was it, like the... And then it didn't have to come from your daddy or your mother either. It come from the next door neighbor. It come from your uncle or grandpa down the street, anybody. You did something wrong, they didn't wait till you got home to get it. He'd give it to you. And then when you got home and told your mom and daddy about it, you get another one. So you better keep quiet when you got home. The one howl, Uncle Howl, is right there. And Church Tear, that's how they call it. And Tear is a stingray. He had that right on top of the door. And then if you'd go shoot birds out of, you know, when they need to eat any, you know, you had, say, your marsh hand is a lot of, is a game bird that they eat a lot. They call them rails. And the clapper rail, the king rail, they're rail. You'd go with the dog and then kill you 5 or 6 for dinner, to eat the next day, you know, or that night. But if you kill 15 or 20 to waste, well, when you got home and you got to set up, you sat at the table, you ate your dinner, after dinner, put the little latch on the screen door, you know you couldn't get out. And then, well, they used to try to get away. You just, you knew you was going to get it. That was, and the old man would tell, didn't I tell you not to kill more than 6? Yeah, Grandpa, in French. Well,
I can sit here. You reconstructed perfectly.
I told you, you wasted. I see it's wasted. Why, I mean, like, wow, about 2 or 3 of them licks. I'll tell you, it was years before you'd go and kill more than what he told you to kill.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, boy.
The old man died about 4 years, or say, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and he still was the master. Not only of his family, his sons were married, they went to war and came back, or had children, and they still went to his house to eat dinner. Everybody would eat dinner. And when he said something, it was, you wouldn't dare, he'd not even look back. Like I said, his son, my sister's married to one of his sons, they were 40, 50 years old. He still was the master of the house.
Now, a child that's lost both its father and mother would be
An orphanage. It's called that in French. An orphanage.
Well, if they put it in a home or something like that, it would be a...
Well, in the days, that wasn't done around here.
Yeah.
Somebody take them and raise them as their own. There was never such a thing as sending a child to a home.
The person who looked after it would be its legal...
Legal guardian. Well, they no court papers or nothing. They just say, well, pack your clothes and you're coming home. And you was treated just like one of the family. Although he was told about it, he was too young when he was elderly, you know, old enough, he was told what happened to his mother and father. And then uncle, you know, everybody called everybody uncle, you know, even though it wasn't his uncle. So, well, Uncle Howard raised me, which happened. My sister had 17 children, and she adopted one. A little girl, her mother passed away. The girl came and, you know, her mother wasn't married to her, the little girl's daddy, really.
Yeah.
And they were more or less, you could say, on the street. And she raised 17 and then picked another one to raise.
When a woman gets ready to have a party, and she says she invites all her aunts and uncles and nephews and nieces, you say she's asking all her...
Kinfolks. All the kinfolks.
Now, somebody might have the same name as you, and they might look a little like you, but you'd say, no, they're no
kin, no relation.
That's probably the way it is. I mean, with a lot of folks right here, like a lot of people named Chickasaw or something.
Yeah. A lot of people have the same name, but no relation.
Mm-hmm. So, what if, now,